Scientists built a 70-task benchmark for AI agents. Its launch leader solved 30%. From Supercomputing News by SCN staff, determine the orbit of a newly observed near-Earth object, vet test transit candidates, quantify the phases in a multiphase powder from its X-ray diffraction pattern, reconstruct cell lineages from long-horizon live cell imaging, harmonize MRI scans collected on different scanners, formalize on the Sega solution of the two-dimensional Ising model in Lean. Those are six of the 70 tasks in Terminal Bench Science V0.1 released on August 26th by the team behind Terminal Bench and the Harbor Evaluation Framework. The benchmark places an LLM agent in a sandbox terminal, gives it a research workflow, and grades the artifacts it produces, including analyses, simulations, proofs, code, and data products, with reproducible task-specific tests. Oracle solutions accompany the tasks. At launch, the top score on the public leaderboard was 30%. 5 days later, that figure was no longer a plausible ceiling, the scoreboard and the moving target. Claude Opus 5 running under Claude Code resolved 30% of tasks across three independent trials per task, according to the launch announcement. GPT 5.6 Sol with Codex reached 22.4%, and Claude Fable 5 reached 21.4%. Claude Opus 4.8 managed 10.5%. GPT 5.6 Terra, Kimi K3, and Grok 4.6 all finished below 10%. GLM 5.3 was the strongest open model listed at 8.1%, while GPT 5.6 Luna finished last at 3.3%. On September 1st, Anthropic reported that Claude Fable 5.1 scored 52.6% in the company's own Terminal Bench Science evaluation. Anthropic said its setup reproduced Opus 5 at 29% and Fable 5 at 24.7%, both within the reported uncertainty of the public results. The 52.6% figure was not yet listed on the benchmark's launch leaderboard when this article was edited, so it should be read as a vendor-reported result rather than a directly accepted leaderboard entry. Even with that caveat, it makes the central point vivid. A continuous benchmark can become stale within days if new models are not incorporated quickly. The benchmark team says Terminal Bench Science separates systems about as well as Terminal Bench 3, while reducing resolution rates by more than 10 percentage points for every model evaluated on both. That gap was partly deliberate. During review, tasks were calibrated against Opus 5 and GPT 5.6 Sol so that the first release would challenge the frontier rather than arrive saturated. Agents have spent 2026 moving from demos into operational roles, inside code bases and corporate networks alike. Scientific research is a natural next target. Terminal Bench Science's contribution is not proof that agents can do science autonomously. It is a public test of how reliably particular agent model combinations can complete bounded computational workflows. The launch results also expose an open model gap. GLM 5.3 led the open models at 8.1%, and Kimi K3 was one of only two systems alongside Opus 5 that appeared on both the cost and token efficiency Pareto frontiers. Those are results on this benchmark release, not a general comparison across all agent or coding benchmarks. Who sets the bar? The project is led by Stephen Dillman, a PhD student in Stanford's Institute for Computational and Mathematical Engineering. Sanmi Koyejo and Ludwig Schmidt are listed with him under project leadership, and the launch announcement thanks them as project lead advisors. Stanford and the Lauder Institute host the collaboration in partnership with the Stanford AI Lab, Stanford H, Stanford Ames, the NSF AI Institute for Foundations of Machine Learning, the Allen Institute, and AI2. The announcement states the governance thesis plainly. Scientists, rather than model developers or data vendors, should set the bar for scientific capability in AI. That thesis is visible in the submission funnel. Contributors filed 920 task proposals. 464 were approved for implementation, 386 became pull requests, and 70 were included in V0.1. The project reports 376 contributors across 22 countries. Each merged task passed automated checks, parallel scientific and technical review, and final bar raiser approval. The repository documents a 39 criterion harbor check, TF1DF similarity screening, Oracle and NoOp validation, and adversarial cheat trials intended to expose weak graders. The team is equally explicit about what it does not want to build, a benchmark published once and then abandoned. Terminal Bench Science is versioned like software. Regular releases can add tasks, retire saturated or underspecified ones, and recalibrate difficulty against the current frontier. Trials can be reused, regraded, or rerun with Harbor. The Apache 2 repository has a Zenodo concept DOI and a public task dashboard. Argon made a related maintenance choice last month when it moved its ChemGraph leaderboard to monthly runs. That maintenance model matters to anyone assessing claims about agentic AI for science. Public programs are already testing the premise, including DOE's Genesis Science One partnership with RCAI. A scientist-led, reproducible benchmark can help funders and laboratories distinguish demonstrated workflow performance from product claims. Its first lesson is not a timeless 30% ceiling, but a baseline that moved sharply almost as soon as it was published. What an honest evaluation costs. The launch runs show that evaluation itself is an infrastructure expense. A full three-trial evaluation of Claude Opus 5 across the 70 tasks cost about $7,000 in inference. Claude Fable 5 cost $14,180, and GPT 5.6 Sol cost $4,220. In the launch announcement's comparison, Sol nearly matched Fable 5's public score for less than one-third of the cost. Tokens tell a different story. Fable 5 consumed 6.4 billion tokens to Sol's 8.4 billion, about 24% fewer, despite similar launch performance. QMI K3 and Opus 5 were the only two systems on both the dollar cost and token use Pareto frontiers. SCN has argued before that agentic workloads carry real infrastructure economics, even as per-token prices fall. Evaluation belongs in that bill. Comparing several frontier systems can create a five-figure expense per release cycle, and cost per resolved task may be more useful for procurement than cost per token alone. The leaderboard evaluations were supported by API credits from Bespoke Labs, Anthropic, Google, Moonshot AI, XII, and Z.er, with Modal among the organizations providing infrastructure support. That means the benchmark's governance design must carry real weight. Vendors can supply evaluation resources, but scientists need control over task selection, review, and scoring. The October 5th deadline. Version 0.2 is already open, with pull requests due October 5th, 2026. The README says the project is growing towards more than 100 tasks. Contributions move through a public proposed build review process on GitHub and Discord, with weekly meetings and office hours listed on an open calendar. The launch domain results show where the first release was hardest. Mathematical Sciences was the only domain in which Opus 5 did not lead. Fable 5 scored 33.3% and GPT 5.6, Sol 31.4%. Engineering Sciences produced the lowest leading scores, with Grok 4.6 and Sol tied for second at 14.8%. Anthropic and OpenAI Systems held the top two positions in every launch domain except Engineering Sciences. For practitioners, the useful product is narrower than any headline percentage. The task set is a public, versioned map of bounded research workflows that agents can and cannot complete under a specific harness. The next question is not whether one score proves that agents can do science. It is how quickly the map changes, whether new results reproduce outside vendor evaluations, and whether the benchmark's review process keeps pace.